Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then let's begin.
Poppy has long brown hair and bright blue eyes, and she lives so close to the sea she can throw a stone into it from her front door. It was a beautiful summer's day. The sun shone bright, the wind was calm, and the seagulls swooped over.
You've been listening to the opening lines of a book called The Tangled Tuna by Richard Shore. Richard came into studio recently to tell me about the story and how it all came about.
The idea with my books generally actually was that I was going to write children's bedtime stories for my own children. I thought it would just be a great thing to do. They love books and reading, and it's a nice thing to do at the end of the day after maybe a stressful day to sit with your children and read a story. It's just a brilliant way to end the day. So I wrote for my children two adventure book series, Haratum Adventures, my daughter Poppy, and for my son Will, Will's Wild Adventures. So they had their own book series. And as to the Tangled Tuna, how that came about, I suppose it's really various factors as to why I wrote the book. First of all, I think as a person, I like to sort of look after the environment and care for it. So, for example, I like to, if something breaks, I like to repair it. Maybe if I can't repair it, I like to reuse it and repurpose it. And if I can't do any of that, maybe I like to recycle it. I'd always like to think about products and using things and making the best of them. And then combine that with sort of the love of the outdoors, I love being down the beach, I love surfing personally, just being outside, it's just a great feeling. And also, over the last couple of years, I started to look at a few startup companies on my own, involving eco-friendly materials. So I started to do my research, and I came across this concept, if you like, of ghost fishing gear. Okay, so it's lost and abandoned or discarded fishing gear that remains in the ocean. It's a really major ocean polluter. Around 640,000 tons enter the world's oceans every year. So that's around 10% of all the marine litter. So it's a really significant ocean polluter. So I sort of put all these factors together, if you like, and I thought, wouldn't it be a great idea to make Poppy's next adventure in Haratum Adventures this book called The Tangled Tuna?
Richard explained to me why he decided to focus on ghost fishing.
I focused, if you like, on the tangled tuna because it was something that not a lot of people know about. If you go on the beach, of course, like I do, and you see a plastic bottle, some rope or a plastic bin, it's visible, but the nets and the that are out at sea, you know, they are invisible, if you like, and walk along the sea. But of course, on the other side, it's a major ocean polluter. So I think that's why I wanted to focus on it and, do something about it just to highlight that and how important it is, because it remains in the ocean, ghost fishing gear, you know, harming animals and ocean creatures, but also it breaks down over hundreds of years into microplastics, which can enter the food system as well.
Earlier this year, Richard brought the story of the tangled tuna to the Abbeyside Primary School. He used it as a way of engaging the children and to teach them about the harm that plastics cause to our oceans.
I talked to four different classes there, and it was a great opportunity. You know, I felt honoured to be there because talking to the teachers and then the children and reading the book, The Tangled Tuna, and we did the questions, of course, afterwards. And wow, there were so many great questions, first of all, but also they're doing a lot of good stuff. They're picking up the bottles and the pollution, and they're taking it back home with them and they're disposing it properly. So there are already lots of good things happening. And so that was really inspiring, actually, for me, because it's already happening, but it's great to have that dialogue and talk about it and, I suppose, make more awareness of it and talk about it more. And then the more we're aware of it, the more informed we become and the better decisions we can make about the environment generally as well, actually. One, I think, interesting point that came out of it is that I talked about how we can help, you know, protect the oceans and when you're on the beaches and by the rivers. And I was saying that you could, of course, do a sort of a collection at a beach, a cleanup, which is of course a great idea. Now, I actually haven't done one of those because what I do is whenever I go to the beach, which is, you know, on lots of occasions, I actually sort of walk to one end, if you like, and then on the way back, I pick up all this rubbish. So I do that every single time I go to the beach. And I showed some pictures of recent sort of haul, if you like, of the rubbish that I got. There was an old sort of sand on a flip-flop and some rope and plastic. So it wasn't a lot, okay, but that was just me. So if you multiply that by 30 times of the children in that room, for example, 30 times that pollution is actually a lot. So individually, we can do a lot. But of course, collectively, we can do a huge amount.
The pandemic proved the impetus for Richard to self-publish the bedtime stories he had written for his children through the Amazon Kindle process. But he has further ambitions.
But the next step, I suppose, is to produce them as a physical book, which, of course, I love as well. And that's how it all started with my children. So that's, I suppose, the next big step, to get them printed and then maybe get them out there in more sort of widely available.
And if people want to get hold of it, get hold of either of the books, how do they do that?
The best thing to do is actually just do a Google search, do Richard Shaw Books or Haratum Adventures and Will's Wild Adventures, and then it comes up with the Amazon link, if you like, and then you can just read about the book stories and which one you like, and then you can buy online through, if you've got an e-reader, you just buy through Amazon, it just downloads to your reader, maybe it's on a phone or a tablet, and then you can read away.
It was fish. They were beautiful tuna with dark blue tops, silvery sides and a fast, smooth shape. They weren't travelling forward, though, because their tails were tangled in a fishing net. She could see five tuna.
That's it for this week. Join me next week for more Ours to Protect. Bye-bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.